have a building in Guidelli, and it's a two-story building, and we're currently leasing it right now. And we've shipped over 13,000 books from Nairobi, and they're in the building right now. Our plan is to open the library October 1st. And the thing that we're working on right now is putting in the furniture, and hopefully in early to mid-August, we get the shelving done, and we've been promoting it. And so our hope is prior to October 1st, we have a soft opening in late August, early September, where we might allow local schools to come in and to enjoy the books that we've put into the library, with October 1st being the grand opening.
Well, what kind of books are you going to avail in your library?
Actually, I can tell you exactly which books we have. We have roughly about 13,000 books, and of those 13,000 books, we've got children's books, nonfiction, fiction, self-help. We've got a few cookbooks. We ordered the books from a company called Bella Place Books, and the books are in English. We purchased them out of Nairobi, and they're in the building right now.
Well, just give me a background to this project. How did you conceive this idea of the library?
Yes, I've been a teacher before, and I've taught in East Africa. And so I've learned that it's not possible for children or adults to go to school all the time, but it is possible if there's a library, a place for those to seek an education, to learn about anything that they choose to. And I've always appreciated the power of a library. And so I heard of South Sudan after the 2017 famine. And so I decided that maybe a library might be something nice to do. And so I got started on the project and was able to network with Yausa Kinta, who is a co-founder and a resident of Juba and Mabon. And so we got started.
How then can somebody, take for example myself, how can I use this facility? How can I get into your library? Are there any ground rules?
Yes, that's a great question. So the doors will be open. We're planning after October 1st, so it's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Sunday, closed on public holidays. And what we're going to do to start is the doors are going to be open. Anybody that wants to can freely walk into the library. For books, they'll have to read the books in the library while we get the system and everything set up for, like, a rental. We won't be able to do rental books except for, like, schools, for instance. Like, a school might be able to come in and rent, like, 100 books at a time. But individuals won't be able to rent until we get everything organized and categorized. But, yes, on October 1st, you'll be able to walk in and browse through the aisles. You won't have to pay any money to come in, and you can sit down and pick up a book and enjoy reading a book at the library.
So is that going to be free of charge, or some amount will be paid?
It'll be free of charge. So you can go and rent a book. Our dream is within the next year that you can go in with a library card or a library account and that you can check out a book and read the book for 2 weeks, and then you bring the book within the 2 weeks, and then you can get another book, and you can read it from your house without paying for it.
Well, there are people who say that the tradition of reading is declining across the world, and in South Sudan, where the level of illiteracy is so high. Why do you think library is so important?
Well, I think just about every major problem that the world is going through, there's a book or a thought that you can find in a book somewhere out there, and a library just so happens to be the place where you can find all those solutions to those problems, I believe. And I think a good librarian can help point people into the direction to help solve the problems that they're going through. And I think books are the best way to do that.